Guys, let's try this again. It's your buddy, it's your pal, it's Aaron, my friend. Hey, what's going on, guys? It is the Wiz, the Wizard, Lucky Legend himself, not so lucky with sound or anything technical, apparently. I don't know, guys, had an issue again with Hangouts for some reason, not picking up the sound. Hopefully, I got you guys now, so let's kick over into the chat and see who we got. Let's see if anybody's in the room. Verizon says, can you hear me now? Let's see what we got, if anybody's back in the room. If the audio is working, we don't know if it is. We don't know what the audio issue is. We're trying to figure it out. We've rebooted on my side. I think everything's okay. But if not, we will go to a headset. I know that that does work sometimes. So let's give it a hop back over. Let's see what we got. Let's pop back over, go back into the chat, see if I can pick back up with you guys. Give me just a second. So we still are live, but we still have no sound. I can see the sound popping on my side. Not sure why it's not coming through. Give me just a second. Let's see if we can get back to chat. Let's try it again. If not, we go to Facebook and we go live, my friends. So live now. Let's try again. Let's see if we can pick up my own audio.
If not, we go to Facebook.
There we go. We live under the new link. Hey, man, I can hear you guys. What's going on? Let's pop back out. Apparently, it still had me in the old chat, so I don't know what happened there. I was trying to talk to you guys and couldn't pull it up. So, believe we got you now. Everything's back up and running. Give me a second to get my chats back over here and all this crazy stuff going on. Success! Thank you, my friends, for hanging in. Man, it sucks when stuff goes wild like that because we do this thing remotely, so I don't know if you guys, if we've talked about it on any other podcast, but Doug sets the thing up, kind of sets it up as a room, a virtual room for you guys to come into and sit down and be waiting. And then when I show up, I'm basically just signing in, coming out on stage and talking. So sometimes the audio stuff doesn't line up right. Sometimes the video goes screwy. Really not sure what has caused any of those issues, to be honest, but it seems like a reboot on the laptop seemed to fix it. So we'll know that going forward when we need to get a reboot on the Mac before we get to rolling. But either way, man, it's the Waffle Mafia podcast. Appreciate you all jumping in. And for those of you who hung through the difficulties, I appreciate that as well. It will be worth it. You guys are going to be entered in with your name on a spin because you guys know how we do that thing. So what we've got, not going to run you very long because we've had the technical difficulties, but we're going to tie it up and get it on. So let's have one little pause for the calls while we get this sucker fixed there, y'all. So that's why it says Doug Turner, correct. Doug Turner is Dirt. Dirt is the man behind the box. So he actually produces the show. He produces Masters of the Galaxy. He also produces Fans of Power. So Joe Amato's stuff with Tyler Baker. We're all big family, and we try to work together and try to get you know, all that stuff going. So really appreciate Dirt working through a lot of the technical stuff and the difficulties that we've had. And I appreciate you guys being patient for us to kind of get this thing going now. So now we're finally up and running. I've got your names. Of course, the folks are in there. So I was talking to you guys earlier, and I was telling everybody thanks for being in chat and saying what's up to everybody. So We'll run through it again. We got Stevie Alphabets in the room, Sammy Shamack, Joe Amato, Mr. Davila. We got Dougie Fresh, old Commander Coronado, Dutchie, Matthew Dutch. You got Artie Cooks in the room. Old T-Pumper is also hanging around. There was another name I saw just a minute ago. Didn't know who it was. Maybe that was in the other chat. But it was like 1976 or something in the name. I don't know who that was. But whoever you are, speak up. That way we can get you in. We can get you in on the stuff that I'm going to do a little bit later. And this is what I'm going to talk to you about here in just a second. So with that said, of course, Waffle Mafia, we do our weekly waffle wrap up. So for this past week, man, I got a little hammered. And we wrote some names down. They're around here somewhere. It was a wild week, guys. We had a good time. Of course, we did Merman. We did a Merman. We did a Blue Merman. The Classics Merman, the original number one, went to Wilson. So T. Wilson, there you go, my man. The Blue Merman went out to Brittany Knapps. So Brittany Knapps, there you go, my dear. That's going out to you guys. Everything has been mailed, so we're current on mailing now. That's the last 2 weeks worth of stuff is now gone. That was a fun time at the post office. So, in reference to something huge, no, it was not my postal bill. No, it had nothing to do with, going to the post office, although that bill was quite large. Dougie Fresh got you in there, buddy. Let's see who else we got in here. Anybody else jumping in? Whoever that was, I was writing them down and then things went crazy and went sideways, but, so a couple of things that I want to bring to your all's attention before we kind of get into our stuff. As far as our waffle wrap up, old daddy didn't write them down because got too drunk going down to Pound Town. But like I said, again, they've been mailed. So that is the most important part. And I know that's the part that you guys care about the most, is the fact that your prizes are in the mail to you. So appreciate you guys playing. What up, Dano? Dan Rice in the room. Dano, my mano. What's up to the boys? Congratulations to you, good sir, for what you've got going on in your life. Appreciate you being part of the family. And interesting that Dan pops in there. I was going to bring something up about Dan. Dan had messaged me a little bit earlier this week, and we had a huge milestone for Lucky Legends this week and hit 600 members. So, guys, absolute. I mean, finish this sucker for you guys. Let's pause for the cause and blur our eyes. Sweet baby Merman, what a week. 600 members. Honestly, guys, I did not ever expect us to hit 500 members. Then we've hit 600 members. And I know that some of the other groups probably grow a little bit quicker than we do. That's always been the case. There's been some other groups that just popped up and smoked us within a couple weeks as far as how many members they have and that kind of thing. Not referring to anybody in particular. I've just seen it happen a couple of times. But, you know, as far as what we do and what we take, hire a scribe. I need those Scrollos down here writing this stuff down every time we have a waffle, man. Tay would stay up and watch the waffles and write down the winners, and that did help my liver out a lot. But, you know, it happens. But anyway, what I was driving at, I lose track. I appreciate you guys talking to me. So anytime you want to distract me, let's do it. But no, we had a really big week. 600 members. We finally hit 600 members. And so Dano and I were talking in PM, and we're talking about, you know, how much this group has grown. And so, like I was saying, we haven't necessarily grown at the rate that some of the other groups have grown at, but it has always been our mission and is kind of the mission of the Waffle Mafia to be a family and to be a group that cares about each other and takes care of each other and offers good deals to each other and sort of respects and plays nicely among the groups. And not exactly what you would expect from a mafia for us to play nice, but of course that's in and amongst ourselves. Once we get out in public, when we go to this WaffleCon, we're going to let everybody know how we get it on. And so we're going to get Joe Amato out there. We're going to have him a special mask that we'll have made, a little waffle mask that he can wear. That way nobody, you know, will know that it's Joe. But Dano and I were talking, and we were talking about the first waffle. And so Dan said, hey, you know, when was the first waffle? What did we do? What was the first waffle? So it's taken the better part of a day or so just kind of digging around and trying to find some information. Facebook, as far as the groups go, it doesn't necessarily set us up very well to see like your memories, so it doesn't go back and say, hey, your first post was, X amount of years ago, or, was a year ago or whatever. So, I did go back and do a little bit digging, and I know based on, of course, when the page was created, it was created back in established in July 2016. So if you look at our little banner on Lucky Legends, established 2016, Lucky Legends Discount Waffle Emporium was born. And of course, you've heard the history. You guys have heard the history of how the thing got started. But Lucky Legends took off at that point, and I found the very first waffle that we did. Very different. I would not encourage anyone to go back and watch those waffles. They're quite boring. I was very much still coming into my own as far as being able to talk to you guys and have conversations with you guys. So they're really funny as far as if you go back and watch some of the old ones. I mean, really, they're horrid. They're terrible. I appreciate you guys even putting faith in me in the beginning that this was going to be a fun thing to do. So, with that said, I thought it would be very cool to talk about that first waffle and what we did. And of course, the very first waffle that we did was Moss Man. So did a classics loose Moss Man. So Lucky Legends was founded on loose waffles. So we did a loose classics Moss Man. Derek Brown won him, OD Brown Swinish. ODB Swinish Sweeney, as we know him in the group. So ODB Brown Sweeney won that first one and got the Moss Man sent out to him. And I forgot when I sent it out to him to send the alternate Moss Man head. So we've always had a joke. A couple weeks later, I sent it out to him and had it in a separate little envelope. So I knew that you need a little head. So that's a little shout out to our boy Sweeney and we'll pause for the calls on that. So there it is, and this is what it is. Pause for the calls there, friends. And now that we have audio, for anybody who's listening who doesn't have video, which could be further down the road, it could be a week or so you listen to this later. It's available on iTunes. It's also on Podbean through Pop Culture Network, of course. It's out there on YouTube if you want to watch the video, but some folks like to listen to just the audio, and that's cool because a lot of times with Fans of Power, I can't catch it while it's live, but I like to go back and listen to the audio in the car while I'm driving. So, for any of you guys that are listening, obviously, let's don't do it while we're driving. But when we say pause for the calls, that is a very sacred thing here with the Waffle Mafia, y'all. So we do a little pause for the calls, and that means we have a drink of whatever beverage may be in your hand, be it juice for the boys, whatever Mr. Aiden likes to have, Alex, you guys. Bryce, whatever Bryce drinks, we don't know the tears of his victims. But either way, man, really, it's been a wild year with you guys, and it's been a really crazy ride, and we've grown, and we've done a lot of crazy things, and all these pages have sprung out of these pages and these ideas and things. So it's been really awesome, guys, and I appreciate you all being a part of it, letting me be a part of it, and just being there for me. And you guys have been there for my family. You guys are my family. So He-Man is very passionate about it also. I think He-Man's had too many pauses himself. He's got a few little ankle issues sometimes when he's had a few drinks. So, let's do another pause for the calls, and then we'll get on for this announcement, y'all. And I'm gonna get that going, and then we'll move it on because I want to talk about it. I'm very excited about it, and it may not be a super big announcement for you guys. This may seem like something silly, but if you guys have ever noticed, as far as our cover stuff and that kind of stuff for Lucky Legends, it's always had Stratos on it. And started out with a cool picture of Stratos that was done by Chris Facchione or Facone. I'm probably messing your name up, man, and I'm really sorry, but your artwork's freaking awesome. So I want to say Facone or Facone. I don't know, man. That's a very dangerous word for me to be saying while pausing, while causing, while live talking to you all. So on a site where we have to be pretty nice. So we'll pause for the call while we get it in. But no, Stratos has always been a kind of a big deal with the group as far as just sort of being our little mascot of Lucky Legends and him just always being there. Because I really dig Stratos. I think he's an awesome figure that doesn't get a lot of love. So with that said, a little bit later, Dano did a really cool picture of one of his Stratos. Dano takes some really awesome pictures of his figures and kind of posing them in some cool ways and putting them out there. So if you don't follow Dano on Instagram and you're a friend of Dan's, please do check out some of his cool photography of his figures. I always enjoy that. So shout out to you there, Dano. But so Dano took a really cool picture of Stratos kicked back, laid back doing his thing. And the Birdman, see the bird wing, the Birdman himself has got his arm back kind of stretched out, chilling. And I really liked it and asked Dan if we could use it for the banner for the page. So that's why the banner of the page is what it is. So very cool, Dano. I like the fact that we got that. Samisha's having coffee today, too much liquor tonight. Well, that's okay, Samisha, because you can pause for the calls with your coffee as well. And before I get on to the big thing, I did have a few other small things I want to tell you guys about that I wanted to mention to you because we didn't really, we kind of shorted on time here in the beginning, getting the sound straightened out, and it got me off kilter of what I want to talk to you guys about. Something to be aware of, if anybody got the PowerCon exclusives, the three packs, the Terror, Lord Grasp, Plasmar, there is a little blurb out there about that on He-Man.org. If you want to check that out about part swapping on those exclusives. So, you know, obviously if you want to pop the head off Terror and take the neck piece out and pop the head down. So they're talking about the part swapping for those particular figures, the exclusives, the ones that were done for PowerCon. They have some issues with the plastic. So we've kind of been talking about that. The plastic is a little bit harder of a resin than what they were expecting. Guys, we've been plagued with some factory issues, to be quite honest, with Super 7, with the factory that they're actually having to use. They've now since swapped factories, I believe, and we're now going to be working out of a different factory, so we're hoping that those issues are stopped. But it did cause some issues with just the exclusives on the three-pack, and those were the ones that were at PowerCon. So forgive me, guys, that was at PowerCon. So for the PowerCon exclusives, there is a little thing about that out on He-Man.org if you want to check that out about swapping those parts because of the hardness of the plastic. I believe we're having some problems with the plastic snapping and breaking. So just be aware of that. There were some long-lost strips that turned up at PowerCon that were really cool that were a part of the should have been a part of the Dark Horse Comics books. And they actually – somebody was selling them, and they just came across – Penny Dreadful actually came across the fact that these were being sold. She was one of the ones that worked in the book. So it was one of those things where it was like, oh, my gosh, it's stuff that we've been working on and looking for forever just happened to turn up right up under our nose, and some of it got sold and got out there. So if any of you guys – or anyone who's listening to the podcast, if you bought some of those animation strips, please contact Penny Dreadful through He-Man.org or let somebody know. There's a blurb out there on that as well. Other than that, we got to see Granita. We got Manny Faces. We got Hero. We got Eldor. We got our three packs, obviously. So the mini comic three packs. And then we also got the exclusive as far as what we got with Terror, Plasmar, and Lord Grasp. So plastic harder than D'Lo Underwood. That's hilarious. If your plastic stays harder than expected for more than 4 hours, please contact Molar, your Eternian dentist. No, please contact a doctor because that could be bad. You don't want that. What up, Danny Mayonnaise? What's going on, my brother? Daniel Maynor, old Maynor in the room. What's up, my friend? Stratos. Yes, yeah, I'm not reading that, Wiley Cat. You almost got me. little pause for the calls and let's keep rolling. Something, if you guys have not seen it, absolutely beautiful. Return from Terror Island. This is an unpublished mini that Mr. James Etok, Bustatoons, if you guys know him over on the.org, but otherwise James Etok, had this unpublished comic, I think, out there for a couple years. I've been collecting the pieces or the pages to it. They were able finally to get it colored in the old school style. So on the back, it's actually a beautiful, beautiful mini comic. It looks just like the originals. Absolutely glorious. You've got your figures on the back just like normal. But down the bottom it says, Masters of the Universe Return from Terror Island, scanned by James Etok, published in association with Bustatoons Productions, starring in order of appearance, Evil Lynn, Queen Marlena. So it goes on to talk about who all's in the mini. So very cool deal. I want to give a big shout out to Obi Dunn Kenobi, Jason Dunn. Got this sucker sent out to me. I mean, basically just messaged me, said, hey, man, were you able to get your hands on one of these? I said, I wasn't. You know, obviously I didn't go to PowerCon. He said, dude, got you covered. So once again, the love that takes place in these groups, man, it's what makes me so happy that we hit 600 members, because our 600 is strong. We got a lot of folks that love each other and get along well and communicate well and take care of each other. And that's because of these groups. And I appreciate that, man. It's all of you guys. So this is very cool. Very cool from you, Mr. Dunn. I appreciate that. That is a very cool deal. All right, so what did I want to talk about? I want to talk about the big crazy thing. The big crazy thing, and guys, just for friggin' size reference, I can't even, it blew my mind. Oh my Lord. Looky here, guys. This is my big announcement. So they're the Giants, obviously. These were the Giants that went on sale there and have been on Walmart for a while. But, absolutely beautiful. And just to give you guys a scale reference, here's the Zodak I've got sitting around. So we'll take Zodak and set him beside your Giants. And that is where the actual punch to the face happens, because it is like, holy crap, these suckers are monstrous. So there it is on the beautiful card back, Adult Collector. This is Stratos, Winged Warrior. And the fella who, of course, you know, we champion over at Lucky Legends. So everybody who is in the room tonight, everybody that's in the chat room, you've got a free swing at Stratos. And so you're going to be entered in for free. Of course, what I'm going to do is here in just a moment on the page, I'm going to open it up on Lucky Legends. After the fact, we're going to take the next 25 people who comment on that post will also be in. And this is just sort of a love you guys giveaway for having 600 members. I just thought it'd be cool to do something that's sort of relevant to the group. And man, that number was big. So this Stratos is big, and that's really cool. There's also a couple of other folks that are going to get into the waffle for free, and there is a reason. These were the folks who were in the original waffle, the Moss Man waffle that I was talking about just a minute ago. So, we had 10 players, and the original 10 players were Dan Rice, Jason Riley, AJ Spencer, Brian Gonzalez, Derek Brown, James Murphy, Shannon Mangum, Travis Cook, and Christopher Maul. So, all of you guys are getting in for free. Obviously, if you are in the room talking right now and you're in the chat room, you're going to get a second spot for free. These 10 were the original 10 that played. Those folks are in. Everybody who's in the chat room is getting the spot. And then beyond that, we're going to take 25 of the next 25 people that comment on the post and say they want a shot at it. You're going to get in on Stratos for free. Do not fear, however, directly after, I'm going to open it up to the rest of the group to ask if anybody else wants to play, because it is a celebration, but you guys will get in for free, and the first folks that comment on it will get in for free also. So by being in the room here, That gives you a spot on the wheel. If you turn around and you comment on the 25 post, then you will also get another spot on the wheel. So you can really increase your chances here. You know, you can have one spot just by being here in the chat. You can have another spot by commenting on the post when I throw it out there here in just a few minutes. So, once again, this is my big monstrous reveal. I know that's probably not what some of you were hoping for, but absolutely beautiful. We've got some really big stuff coming, guys, and it's not the Giants, but this thing is so beautiful, and this card back so huge. I mean, really, just on the video, it does not do this thing justice unless you get another vintage figure beside it. I mean, to just absolutely show you the scale of these figures. And just for reference again, this is the box that it came in. So when this thing came, I mean, this mailer is monstrous. And of course, he will go back in the mailer and go out to somebody. So here it is, Stratos Winged Warrior. It has been the Waffle Mafia podcast. Next week, we'll do the wrap up. I promise I'll write them down. But until then, you know, guys, be happy. There's stuff on the way. We got boxes on the ground. So let's have a little pause for the calls. I appreciate all of y'all. Check out popculturenetwork.com. Check out He-Man.org. Be sure to check out our other podcasts, The Fans of Power, and make sure you check out Masters of the Galaxy as well. I'm on that one with Brian Ozone and Mr. John Meislewick. So, Johnny Miz, you can join us over there for that. Brian Oatman also on that one. He just has had some scheduling conflicts, as we all have. But other than that, guys, appreciate you making it through the sound issues, chilling with me and us getting through it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's have a pause for the calls, and then let's get this Stratos, y'all. So appreciate it. We'll talk to you later. Peace.